You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. And now we shall continue with our meditation Q&A and meditation reporting, okay? Anybody wants to report your meditation, you just put up your hand, take the mic. Anybody? Ah, yeah. Alicia, yeah, report. Yeah. Okay, let Alicia report.
Brazil, this is still an okay meeting. So, well, 感谢 Brazil 这次的 retreat， 还有这么多的 meeting 可以参与，是一个很大的因缘。
Sadhu
to everyone。还有就是我想 report 我昨天晚上的meditation。
Yeah.
昨天当我 meditate 到进入很深的时候，然后在我盘腿的，一般我平时是不能盘腿的，就是不懂为什么我就盘腿就很 relax 的进入了那个 stillness。然后差不多到了最后的时候，我看到一个很光的东西，在我的丹田那边，这样很光的这样射上来，这样子，所以我是要问 Brazil 要 develop 那个 understanding 不了。
哦。你是说你盘腿的时候？
对，我这样子坐着的时候，差不多我要 end 的时候，大概已经有20多分钟。
OK。
它已经进到很深很深的时候，我就发觉到这边有一个光这样。很光的这样，
我知道，
上来我的，的就是很光的那一种，
反正 after that， 你觉得怎样？你的脚没有痛，什么都没有？
没有什么，没有感觉的，它就是，我觉得我是进入到很深很深很深。
我知道，
所以但是那个光这样一射上来的时候，我感觉到，因为我不知道这个是什么，所以我要问 Brazil。
我知道，
但是当我 relax 进去，然后我知道的时候，它很强烈的，好像射到你的。
我知道，我知道。它好像 suddenly illuminate 起来。So after that 你出来的时候你怎样？
After
你的 mind state 是怎样？你慢慢出来
的，我慢慢出来的时候，他没有什么，他就是这样子，一般这样子、就是。
你不会好像以前这样，那个 senses data 慢慢回来啊？你不是进到很近在里面？
对，他就是慢慢出来哦，他只是一刹那那个光，感觉到你
会 okay, okay.
射到你，好像你的眼睛都很强烈的那种。Never let you， 阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。So, those who don't know Mandarin, how many of you don't know Mandarin? Oh, DK don't know Mandarin. Okay. Okay, see you. Okay, maybe I translate a bit. Alicia, she started the reporting letter. She said, would like to take this opportunity to thank me and all Kayamita for having such condition to be at this retreat. And she said, normally she cannot cross her leg to sit, but last night somehow she decided to cross her leg and sit, and she can sit.I think maybe she sat for about 25 minutes or that. And she went into a very deep state of mind. The state of mind become like very still, very quiet. Then later on when she want to come out of the meditation, all of a sudden there is like a very bright illumination that shot out.From the Dantian area up to the eye level, then like very bright. or she wants to understand what that phenomena is. Yeah. So a lot of these things that manifest during meditation, they are what we call the byproduct of your sitting. So sometimes when you are very calm, you develop some form of energy, but you didn't know. So this energy can manifest in many forms. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's other things. Like Xu Lao He Sang, you remember? He developed the meditation. He sat for very long. That one is slightly different. He went into actually samatha. Samatha. Then the manifestation of light, suddenly like daylight, at night daylight. Then this daylight light can allow him to see the whole room, the meditation area, like on a clear bright day, although it's at night, no light on. Then because of the manifestation of the light, the mind can also see outside of the building. In fact, a lot of samatha meditator, especially Zen master, initially when they go into deep concentration, when they sit very long, they experience this phenomenon. So if you read the Surangama Sutta, there is a lot of such phenomena, mainly manifested as light. And sometimes it's like very fantastic meditation mind state. But like I explained last time, whatever that arises, if it doesn't give rise to wisdom, then just let it be, anasana. It's just a byproduct of your mental training, your mental calmness, and all this can happen. But sometimes, if you do vipassana or awareness-based meditation, then some of this meditation manifestation is different. Like I told you, my leg when I cross in the early days, because that time I haven't understood and I haven't break free from that thing in 1988. So because of Ajayantra, my teacher said, body is just a body, mind is mind, the two are separate. Body never the mind, mind never the body. So I remember what the Buddha mentioned to under the first jnana knowledge. Pariccheda jnana means able to discern clearly between form and mind. So people who don't have the understanding, they interpret it as when you meditate, to them is they think they do vipassana. Then when they develop this so-called mindfulness, they say when the mindfulness is very stable, they are able to know that the mind is the mind, the form is the form. So they thought that is first jnana. Namarupa pariccheda jnana means able to discern clearly between nama and rupa. But the real one is not like that. The real one is the mind completely detached from the form. Like I told you what happened. I was having this pain after long sitting a few hours. Then when I was about to give up, suddenly I decide to see it through, because I remember what my teacher said, Ajahn, body is just a body, mind is mind. So when I make that determination to endure and see it through, suddenly the thought inside tell me, frighten me, you're not scared, you're paralyzed. By that time, I was already different. I had faith in my teacher. I said, never mind, paralyzed, paralyzed. I just want to find out. So I relax into it and I maintain awareness by enduring it. That time I have to endure, well, that thing was very intense. So I endure. Then when I realized I got no resistance, no aversion, I didn't have any mental hindrance that time. All of a sudden, the sati went in. And when the spiritual faculty or sati went in, actually the sati take over. That's why there is a shift of consciousness all of a sudden. Of course, no sound. I have to describe it as sound. Like it flashes through. My brain here, bright, really bright, like daylight. Then after that, my pain all gone. Yeah. There was one time also I tested sloth and torpor also. Because after I meditate for a period, that time my anapanasati, everything already very stable. My hindrance all gone already. The hindrance cannot arise. But there was one day it come and test me for no reason, I remember, also 1998. It made me so sleepy, you know? like very sleepy. You know? Then, because I know how to relax and be with it, awareness. So I relax and stay with it, just like the pain I endure. I don't want to resist it, I don't want to have anything to do. Immediately, without the mental hindrance, all of a sudden, but this time no light. The sloth and torpor, like there is a shift of consciousness, suddenly flash out. I like no more sleepy. Then the virya inside there, very strong energy that make me alert, aware. That's how I came to know. So if you do awareness based meditation, this phenomena happen, then you understand. It gives rise to wisdom that all this mind state that arise, whether it's a mental hindrance or a distraction or a negative emotion like itchiness, pain, stress, tension, thought distraction, restlessness of mind, sloth and torpor, sensual desire or craving or whatever. They are manifestation from the form and the mind due to certain reason. Okay, so when emotion arise, sankhara, mind state arise, means you already distracted. Then the mind get drawn there, understand, by that distraction, like sloth and torpor, pain. So normal people dislike them and want to do something. That dislike is an ill will. So sensual desire and ill will is the first two mental hindrance. When you got hindrance, it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Your that is your true mind, your meditative mind. So when the hindrance arise, it will hinder the form and mind from entering those states. So what happened was, when I do not arise the hindrance, then I'm able to understand all this and accept it, means endure it, relax into it, then the hindrance gone. When the hindrance gone, the awareness that I maintain to the relaxed state, it work. When sati take over, then the phenomena arise, whether it's a light or the sudden shift of consciousness, it suddenly happens inside. Then you realize you become very quiet. Still, sometimes your energy is like heightened and all. So all this is for you to develop wisdom to understand that all this mind state that arise, they are dependent originating. So you stay with the spiritual faculty, it will flash through, then the spiritual faculty will arise. What are spiritual faculties? Mainly sadha, virya, sati, mindfulness. Mindfulness is not a mind, not a thought, not a mind state. It's just an awareness nature. So once that one take over, your true mind return. your silent mind is the, that's why you can meditate. Then the true mind is not the mundane mind. It don't have grasping, don't have clinging. It can see things as they are. That's why I saw. The awareness is the awareness. The physical body is a physical body. Then I went down and checked the place where there is this very intense pain. I saw that one that people mentioned, the pulling sensation. There is the physical. Inside there, that thing is still there. But I don't feel the pain anymore. Then I saw the chi flowing, releasing it. Yeah. That's how I come to know. Then after that, it got no more power over me. Then when I see it, this pain starts to develop, I got no more problem. I know how to relax into it. I know how to endure because I silent and maintain mindfulness. When my mindfulness is there, the mindfulness that arises through the awareness nature, it actually override whatever sensation. Yeah. Then there was one incident I remember. I do this dynamic meditation by Long Po Tian. Well, that one was in the year 1989, I remember. There is a monk from Thailand. What is his name already? He is the nephew of Ajahn Thet, Long Po Tian. And he liked Long Po Tian, the dynamic meditation. You all heard of it before? I call him Brakhu. Well, he is a Thai monk. He has the title for the king, Brakhu. Brakhu. So, how many of you have heard of Long Po Tian dynamic meditation? Okay, a few. I show you. It teach you how to develop mindfulness in a very dynamic manner. He will ask you to sit, then relax, then maintain sadha, virya, then mindfully is it. Put your hand. Both like that. So you sit like that, relax, maintain awareness. Then after that, you say, relax. So after that, he said, both the hand on your kneecap. Okay? Then relax, maintain awareness. Then he said, you move. When you move, the awareness follow. Then you change over to this hand. You will not be talking. I have to explain to you as I explain. Then you change over to this left hand, do the same. You're supposed to continue doing it until your mindfulness develops. You know, when you move, aware, every moment aware, then you will reach a pace, you slow down by itself. then the rhythm will follow you. Then the first thing is, from here you open up, you develop the awareness until somewhere here at your heart level. Then you move it over. Then you reach your heart level, sometimes above a bit near mind, then you move it down. When you reach your heart, you will know. Because when you do this with mindfulness, there is a ton of energy here. Then when it touches your heart, the heart there, your awareness of the heart, you can know. Yeah. But actually later on, without this energy also, the awareness itself can know. Then it will move down to the Tan Tien. Yeah. Then they activate here also. Because they use this awareness based type of energy, yeah, to actually help you to be sensitive first. Then you move it up again. Then you come out. Then you go down. Of course, I move very fast now to save time. Otherwise, last time I remember when I do this, one cycle, 2 minutes now. Then again, this side, 2 minutes. Once I do both sides, I almost 4 or 5 minutes already. But it's very calm, very peaceful, very still. The awareness is there. And you know what happened? Why I know with sati, continuous, it can actually remove all of your sensation, your feeling, your pain, everything. Because when I was doing that, yeah, Prakhu, when he came to preview temple, he doesn't know English. His English is very limited. Then he saw me there. I was doing the recording, all those things in the early years. Then I happened to be at Brickfield. Then I used to go to Thailand that time. Then I know a little bit of Thai. So he also get to know me. Then he liked me. Then he called me. He said, Mr. Teo, Mr. Teo, can you help me? But the English was broken. I said, yeah, Prakhu, anything. He said, I want to teach meditation. Can you help me? I said, can. Then he told me he is a student of Long Po Tien. And you know what he said or not? He is the cousin of Long Po Tien. You know who is Long Po Tien? Very famous monk. Wat Hima Peng. Somewhere near this Nong Kai, northeastern Thailand, near the Wat Na Long there. The temple is on the Mekong River next to Laos. There is a friendship bridge. I went there a few times. So when I went to Bangkok, very strange. I supposed to meet a lady, Meiji, a Thai lady who know English quite well. He also came to Malaysia, came to know, and he said, Mr. Teo, you're free, you come back, call, I take you around. So suddenly we decide to make a trip, then we contacted her, we said we are coming by train. At that time, very interesting. You know the train journey that we take from KL, all the way to Padang Besar. Then from there, over to Hat Yai. From Hat Yai, went out to Bangkok. Almost 24 hours, one full day. Then when Bangkok, we reached there, we came out, we met that lady, the Thai Meiji, Vic, I remember her name is Vic. You know, she got very excited. I said, Mr. Teo, Prakhu is here, is it? I said, which Prabhu? Oh, he said the one that you will get to know at Brickfield to help him to teach Long Po Tien's teaching on me. Oh, he said, that's good, I know him. I said. So I call him. We call him, then I talk to him. You know what happened? Immediately he heard me there and that I want to go around Thailand. He said, I come fetch you, I take you along. Man. He left the temple immediately and came to our group. Then he joined us. That time only I know he really Long Po Tien's nephew. Because Long Po Tien at that time, 90 over years old, quite sick. People cannot meet him already. But that trip, that driver who has been bringing people around to spiritual trails, you know, he want to meet all the famous Thai monk, Thai maid, cannot meet any. You know. That trip, he meet almost all of them. You know. He also got a shock. Ajahn Mahabua, impossible to meet him, even Thai people cannot meet him. Then he asked me, you got make arrangement or not? You got appointment or not? I said, don't have. Huh? No appointment, no arrangement, you want to see him? Then somehow when we were traveling after Long Po Tet, there, him up in there, it's already 4 o'clock p.m. No? By the time we reached there, almost 7 something, no, is it? He said, forget about it, lah. I said, never mind, you go. And you know, when we reached the temple, all dark, no, the gate all closed already. Then the driver said, told you not to come, you want to come. I said, never mind. Then suddenly at the back, there is one flashlight, no, one four-wheel drive behind us. No. So I saw behind, then I looked, got monk inside. No. Wow, the monk was from the temple. I was very full of joy, happy. But before I came, I sensed it, I sprayed it, metta. I sent metta and I sent my belly. Then the monk came down, so I talked to the monk. I said, we are from Malaysia, we want to pay respect, make offering to Ajahn Mahabua. He said, you have any appointment? I said, no. What like that? Are very difficult, is it? Somewhat at night, is it? Then I said, never mind, you do me a favor, you go in and request. He went in and he came out full of joy, you know, he ran to me, you know, he said, you are very lucky, he said. Long Po want to meet you all, he said, can. The driver was also stunned. Then the driver got one friend that followed him, very cunning fellow. He want to like make extra money from her. They speak in Thai. I know some Thai, he didn't know. So when we were about to go in, inside there got two dogs, D-O-G, dog. All of us go in, no problem. That guy want to go in, bark at him, no? Chase after him, no? Until he cannot go in. Got such thing. Then after that, they told me, Ajahn Mahabua, you don't know him. Even you know him or what, nobody can take a photo with him. Especially alone. And then we also didn't know. So I went in, we pay our respect. Then very funny, he didn't meet us in the hall, in the shrine. He asked the disciple to bring us up to his kuti, where he sleep and he rested. Then inside there, he full of joy, he keep on talking to us, of God in Thai. Then after that, he took out the tape, two boxes, he passed it to me. Then after that, towards the end, I pay respect, make the offering, we all. Then after that, we requested, I said, Long Po, I said, can we take a photo of you? He said, can. One by one, take a photo. And my family also there. Then after that, I came back. When I told Pearly, the wave one, she don't believe, until I sent the photo to her. That's a lot of strange thing. Then Long Po Tien also, not Long Po Tien, Long Po Tien also same. Because it was a nephew, he allowed us in, also into her, his resident, that time he was very old, then he also talked to us, then we pay our respect, then he rejoiced. So all these things, the driver was so surprised, that we met a lot of very famous monks that trip. After the trip, we supposed to pay him 1,005 baht a day, I think. 1,005, and one is 100 plus. So that 9 days, I think, it was about 10 over 1,000 baht. No? You know what he said? Towards the end of the journey, you want to go back again. He said, I would like to invite you all to my house. He said, you stay the night, no need go hotel. He said, then all the bus transport, the van transport, he said he don't want to collect. He said, Dana. Everybody say, Sahadu. Then after that, I said, cannot, you earn a living. He said, never mind. He said, no, we pay you. Yeah? We accept your offer. Yeah? We reject them, we pay you. You do Dana somewhere else. So he take the money and it seems he donate to one of the monks' place. If I'm not wrong, is this the laughing monk? What is it? Ajahn Ganha. Chai Di Chai Sapa. He also know Ajahn Ganha. When we went that trip, I also went to Ajahn Ganha and we met Ajahn Ganha. That's why he was so shocked. All these people can meet. So what I'm trying to tell you is about the meditation. I now go back to Longpo Tien. So when I was helping him doing the thing, my mindfulness was already there. Then when I do this dynamic, wow, it's like so powerful. Like the whole thing, you call it vibrating, it's all with the pure energy inside there. Then I realized this mindfulness developed. Then at one stage, when I stop, I realize there is an itchiness somewhere on my forehead here. The itchiness starts, is to let me know. Normal people very itchy, you cannot stand it. You will go and do something, like scratch or whatever. Very funny that time. Then the itchiness actually built up. So I said, never mind, because I know how to endure, I just let it be. Then after that, I decide to continue with the dynamic meditation. Then when my mindfulness has become continuous, I realize there is an energy, pure energy, like shave away the itchiness. The itchiness no more. I cannot feel the itchiness. Then what happened was, I slow down the dynamic meditation so that the mindfulness is not continuous. Immediately I slow down, the itchiness come back. That's why I know mindfulness or awareness can actually overcome that sensation. So when you have the spiritual vocality or sati, all this can happen. That's why you have to find out yourself, investigate. If you depend on teacher, monk to teach you, book to write about it, they also haven't done it, haven't experienced it. How can they teach you and write about it? Do you understand? That's why everything about sati, mindfulness, which is so beneficial and so important, and the Buddha stressed on it left and right, even my Heart Sutta book also, you don't want to develop it, then it's up to you, your life, your choice, your destiny, you decide. So hopefully this can give you understanding and faith. So what Alicia reported give rise to this condition, which is very good. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why you must ask questions. Then it brings forth the causes and conditions for me to explain. Okay? So don't worry about phenomena. Whatever phenomena, even if samatha or what, if we can bring forth understanding, then that is useful, wisdom. Like in the early days, I remember the early 80s, when I meditate anapanasati, automatically the nimitta come. My nimitta is violet, like purple color. Then when the nimitta come, means I was in pity already. I was very calm. Right? Then this nimitta starts to develop. It like create by itself, move by itself. Then there is a lot of this very bright, like yen hua. You know, yeah, you like the yen, not the one shooting up one. The sparkling one. The like incense like that. You like it, yeah. It sparkle. tell you, the one I saw in my nimitta is 1,000 times faster than that. That one already very fast. The one I saw inside there is easily 1,000 times faster. So fast, oh, but I was aware. And I can be with you. Then inside there, all of a sudden, because of that, the nature inside, this is what impermanent is. Anicca. Then being a science student, I realize all form, material form, that have physical property, based on physics, you know what? What is it?
Atom.
Atom, beyond the atom is what? No.
Proton,
no. The nucleus. Proton inside. Then the electrons circling it. That's why there is a Thai of meditation in Thailand. They look for this one. No? You heard of Pa'au one, isn't it? Yeah? Burma, sorry. Pa'au. They look for this fast moving kalapas. They call it kalapas. So they want to see this. Well, to them it's like something very important and all things. Then they go into deep concentration to arise all this. So this is what nimitta is all about. But because of my past, the moment I saw that, I developed the understanding of impermanence, because I knew the seeing of this is like seeing the electron moving inside there very fast. But it's a violet nimitta. Yeah. So these are manifestations of meditation where you are able to sit and develop calmness. Mine was through anapanasati. And I do the anapanasati when I was a student, that time 75 to 79 when I graduated. That's why I am very stable already. So whenever I sleep, immediately I go into this calmness. Then this nimitta arrived. Then I was playing with it for a while. Then after that, I realized it's just a phenomenon. Then I relaxed into it. Then it's gone. That's why after that, I experienced sukha, the bliss, and what to say. Then the calm mind, the absorption, everything. So all this understanding you can develop if you are patient. Develop the mindfulness training. Anapanasati is very good. That's why the Buddha actually recommended under the Kayanupassana. He told the monk, there are trees. Sit below the tree. Forest everywhere. Because last time they don't have meditation center hall until Ananda Pindika came along. The rich, wealthy donor built the Ananda Pindika. They call it monastery, must be a monastery. So all this, you read the sutta, they are all there, okay? We better continue, otherwise today we don't move. Okay.